at linebacker and Bradley Roby, and how impressed you've been with those guys?
Those guys have been playing really well, and they took on their roles like they should. You know, some guys, they come in and you can be a little bit arrogant and say, you know, I want my position, or this, I'm a first-round draft pick, but they don't look at it that way. They look at it as, I'm part of this nickel defense, or I'm part of this, you know, dime defense, and I need to go out here and be the best, you know, cover corner I need. I'm talking about Roby, and that's what they do. Or at linebacker, if a couple guys go down like Nate went down and Danny went down, and it's in those second, third-year guys, they sort of picked up the pace, picked up exactly where they've, you know, left off at. And that comes back to the veteran guys teaching them how and what to do, so when they get in there, they know what to do.
Marcus, I asked Jack about this, but something like the last scoring drive for the Raiders, when you guys had cranked on them all day, and then they have a big drive at the end of the game, does that frustrate you guys? Do you take it as, it, you know, you're winning the game anyway? I mean, what do you got? How do you guys look at that?
We look at those last drives. It happened to us once when we was here. I don't forget who we were playing, but we was, you know, beating a team. I think it was the Chargers, and they had like a 40-yard run on us. And we were like, you know, we can't let that happen again. And we really, you know, talked about, we don't want teams, even though if you're beating them, it's that moral sort of victory of saying, no matter what the situation is, no matter how you know, far we are ahead of a team, you have to always keep the pedal up to the metal on defense and close games. And, you know, we did better than we did against San Diego, but there's always room for improvement.
What does Sly bring to this defense?
You know, since it's almost Christmas time, Sly's like Santa Claus. you know, he always brings a new present to the table every week. He's that guy that, with that raw talent. And when you think about a run stopper, he's one of those guys we was talking about, the run. He makes those plays, hold two guys up, and let the linebackers really run and make plays. And when we're on nickel or dime or whatever sub play, he's that guy that can come in and play three technique, that can play tackle in wherever you want to put him. So he's that the guy that we're usually that utility guy. You put him wherever, he can be effective.
It's not a comment on his body.
You know what they say, you know, he played in North Carolina, right? And they say, you know, a lot of the Legos come from North Carolina. We call him the square body. So that's just the way it goes. But he always finds a way to connect with somebody.
You guys don't call him Lego, do you?
And we actually call him that today, so. That's why I got it from Terrence. Terrence is a jokester, so I got that joke from Terrence.
Well, we'll just keep that.
Yes, perfect.
Marcus, getting back to the indoor facility, I know you came here for different reasons, you know, Peyton and the defense you have here, but do you think this can actually be an attraction for this team going forward?
Because when you think about the, you know, Denver, you always think about the blizzards and how cold it is, but usually they told me, like, the in the games of the weather's, you know, average 60 degrees, and but the snow would make you think different. But, you know, being able to, you know, practice in the bubble and have a facility, really, really nice facility where you can go in, you can get the job done and play and feel good, like on days like we have right now to where it does get cold. That can be an attraction for a lot of teams or a lot of guys that want to come here, because usually you go to different facilities, they don't have the outdoor deal. They usually, they're right there on the field. No matter what the situation is, you go out there and play. But now you can, you know, you have a second deal you can go to.
Did they show you that on your free agent visit? Oh,
I seen it. When I first got here, because I was like, you know what, it's going to be cold. And they were like, hey. They was like, oh, DeMarcus, hey. You see that right there? You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about going out in the cold. So I was like, okay, perfect. Actually, I said something to Elway today. He was like, hey, that bubble came in handy, right? I was like, yes, it did.
Manning didn't hurt, though, right?
No, Peyton, yeah,
listen,
that was a big deal, especially playing with a leader like him, a Hall of Fame guy, and just how he, you know, go about doing things. And I've never played with an offense that can usually get up on teams where guys like me and Vaughn, where we can really let loose and pass rush. And it's been a great season, and we're just trying to progress from there.
At this point of the year, though, I mean, you've been around Peyton a bunch now, and halfway through, a little bit past halfway. Is it exactly what you thought to be playing with him? I mean, I know you spent time around him before, but. Is it exactly what you thought it would be?
Yeah, you know, he's one of those type guys where he can turn it on and off. When it's time to work in the meeting rooms, he's very serious and very, you know, straightforward with what needs to be done. But then once, you know, everything is said and done, you know, jokester, likes to hang out, talks to all the guys from the defensive line, cornerbacks, running backs, not just the offense. And that's the type of guy you want on your team.